Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
My name is Caroline, and this might be the least amount of, like, awake and with it I've ever been for a podcast episode.
I can't say the same, but I am with you. I am going to ask you.
Phoebe nodded her head as soon as I said that, and I was like,
no, wasn't an agreement that you looked like it. Yeah, it's, I can see in the, look at your levels, like, yeah, when you're not even on the,
is that
now
better?
It's better. Yeah, okay. Way better.
Yeah, way better. Ow, ow, my ears. When you were talking, it was like, ouch, ouch.
Sorry, yeah, it was hard to believe that you just woke up when you were doing that to my ears.
Well, I mean, hello, vocal power. Like, by the way, really good weekend for me and my students because they all got in to the stuff they auditioned for.
Sorry I didn't answer. I was driving when I saw
that. Yeah, thanks for
this.
No, thank you for the support. It's been a really stressful week. So anyway, how was your weekend? What did you do this weekend?
My weekend was good. Partied it up on Friday.
Halloween, y'all. Halloween on a Friday eats.
It does and it doesn't to me. Okay. I like it in terms of, like, it feels right. It feels like it should be a Friday or a Saturday. But, and I didn't participate in Halloween activities yesterday, but, like, knowing that was an option that some people were choosing, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Well, it's like it's Christmas.
Because then
now.
It's like which Halloweekend is actually Halloweekend? Are we
that's
doing
a good question.
Both weekends? That's a little much.
I do just feel like, for some reason, for me, here's how it goes with holidays. When November 1 hits, Halloween, like, is over. But, and, like, I'm sad about it. I'm mourning it. But, like, I also understand that now Halloween's over. It's actually Thanksgiving,
new
Christmas. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, but for me, Christmas kind of starts November 1st. Like, I am going to put my tree up next week because I want to enjoy it for the whole time. And we're not going to be here for Thanksgiving. So it's like, we can't put it up the day after Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? So otherwise, then I'm going to have to wait.
I guess
for
that,
like,
is true.
The first week of December. And that's not long enough. But also, Christmas lasts until the end of January for me. Like, I will keep my shit up until the end of January. And I will keep being like, 'tis the season, holly jolly, until the end of January. Because if I don't, the alternative.
January is bleak.
Holy
January's
shit.
A bleak month.
Oh my God. I can't believe January is a month. Sorry, by the way, to my friends whose birthdays in January. I love you guys.
No, I know.
Love
it's
my
not
Capricorn
you guys.
Queens, but how and Aquarius, but, like, still.
So that's my thing with Halloween being on a Friday, is, like, it just, the rules are unclear and the expectations are, like, you could talk to one person and they're like, no, we're going out, like, all however many days that is, 6 days. And it's like, I don't know, but I am kind of upset. Not upset's the wrong word.
My God.
Sad that this was the year that it was on a Friday, because now that I've gone all out with Halloween costumes, I now have the bug for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I have an incredible list for next year's Halloween. But, like,
okay, Phoebe's the new Heidi Klum.
Now we don't have. Now I don't, like, it. If I had had that list this year, I would have had a costume for everything I had.
Yeah,
like,
but
a different, unique costume.
It's good you don't. It's good you didn't have the list, and it's good you didn't do that, because, first of all, the budget. I mean, what is your Halloween budget? You know what I mean? Like, hello. And then the other thing is, like, you at some point, you're really learning about the life of a showgirl is what you're learning about. And your skin, I'm not saying your skin, I'm saying the skin of a life of a showgirl takes hits, and the hair and the body and the everything. And it's like, by the end of Halloween, you feel like you've been beaten to a pulp if you did it right, if you did, like, a true showgirl.
Exactly.
Are you feeling
well,
that way?
It's just like now I get, well, no, because I, on Friday, I was just hockey player eye black. So,
it was
pretty easy for me.
I mean, that's
then,
not even really a costume. Sorry.
No, it's not. You're right. You're absolutely 100%
Phoebe gets
right.
That now. Last year, she would have been like, how dare you? Yes, it is. But now that she's like, well, now that I've fully been in costume, I agree. That is child's play. That is,
well,
not a costume.
Like, I
that doesn't count.
I understand Kelly on such a different level now.
Oh, that means so
that
much.
I've done the face paint and the swim cap.
Yeah, I mean.
Because, I mean, that, when you do that and you look at other people's costumes, I'm like.
You're like, okay. What is this, amateur hour? Why even come? Why even
where's
come?
Where's your movie grade?
No, literally. Hello. Like, and now you understand why when I bought my Pennywise the clown costume, it was like movie grade or nothing. Like, I'm not going to buy, like, a spirit Halloween. Like, What? This is an investment piece. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. Carolyn, when you, like, are, like, when you guys, I guess you are living this life now. But I was going to say, like, when you are, like, really settled in the suburbs and in like in a 40-year-old way.
I think what you mean is when I have kids, and then you just didn't want to say that, but I appreciate you. But yeah, okay, yeah. I get it.
But also like older and more settled in the neighborhood. Like the parents around you are also your age.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You sitting outside your house for trick or treating in the movie grade Pennywise costume.
Oh my God. Well, because
if Caroline is one of the great celebrators of Halloween, she's gonna have to do full prosthetic makeup, yeah, wig every
unfortunately
year.
Like then I have to deal with also the emotional turmoil that will come from kids being too scared to come out to my door, you know what I mean? And it's like I'll really like then I'll beat myself up. Anthony will be like, babe, it's okay, and I'll be like, crying all night long.
Anthony's dressed as makeup off. Georgie.
Yeah, exactly.
He's standing there with a balloon in his raincoat, and he's like, "No, babe."
And I'm
dancing. Okay.
I'm like dancing. I'm like, "Who wants to
play?" Like, why are they scared? Why are they scared?
Georgie. And I'm just like, I don't get. I'm being friendly. I'm saying hiya. What's more friendly than hiya? You know what I mean? Oh my God, what's more friendly than hiya? I was begging Anthony to watch Pennywise this weekend to watch it. He was like, he goes, "We already watched that together." I was like, "When?" He was like, "I think like." when we were in Spring Lake. And I was like, no, we didn't. I would have remembered that. He was like, no, like the first time. That was in the first 6 months of us dating, by the way. I was like, okay, so I think it's time we can watch it again. Like, I want to watch it. The kids are so good at that movie. That's why I want to watch it. The yeah. kids' performances. Well, like,
I saw that movie in theaters with a big group of us.
Me
went.
Too. And Dan, wait, that's so funny.
I feel like it was really an anticipated release.
It was. And it was also, I will say, not to interrupt you, but I was not fully on the horror scary movie train yet. Like, I was still scared. So it was like, if I was going, I was going in a whole big ass group, and we had like 10 people. But I remember that experience being so fun in theaters, like having the reactions.
Well, Dan was like, Dan hates horror movies. He's like Anthony. And he can't do them. And, or I mean, maybe he can now, but at that time he didn't want to do
them.
But
he
was able to, he was like, it felt like watching the Goonies, and then there were just some scary parts.
Because the kids are so.
The storylines, and that's the power of Stephen King. Like he, having such developed stories mm-hmm. for each character that makes it, it's not just like when you go see The Conjuring and it's like this. You know a little bit about Ed and Lorraine, but like you're really just here to watch people get scared and get things mm-hmm. thrown around. Like,
yeah, yeah,
it's just different.
Of course. We did a double feature on Halloween. By the way, we got maybe 3 trick-or-treaters. Mega bummer. And I had the weird experience of kids walking by, okay, on their way to the manor to go get their big candy bars. Like, we had nerds clusters, so I don't know why you wouldn't stop. And they're walking by, and I was like, oh, do you guys want some candy? And I'm in the driveway also. I'm not, like, trying to lure them up to my porch. Like, I'm right there. And they're like, no, we're good. I was like, is it?
Well,
I said,
Caroline, maybe. They're, and I know you would have said yes, but maybe they were they old enough that maybe they were going and doing other things in the manor?
Bitch, no. No. Hmm. No,
it's very weird.
And even guess what? Even if they were
it's
old
RFK's
enough to be
influence.
To be taking
they saw red
shots
dye 40
out of a
they
yeah,
they saw red dye 40
like,
on your
you
table, and they said
grapes.
Do you have any apples?
No, okay, then no thanks. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sorry. If they had been going to take shots out of water bottles in the manor, they still could have had some candy. Because guess what? We still got candy. We were still trick or treating. Like, we could do 2 things at once. These kids were, I'm like, then why are you dressed like that? I said that to one girl. Because she's walking by with this full mask and full costume on. And I was like, do you guys want some candy? She's like, no, we're good. I said, then why are you dressed like that? Isn't this Halloween? Isn't this the whole point? Like, I'm not going to poison you. She still didn't. And then, like, one boy in her group felt bad and, like, came and took candy. I was like, thank you. Hi. Like, what the hell? I was so annoyed. I was like, then why are you wearing that? It was like, then why are you wearing that mask? You guys are bullying the kids.
And she thought about that the rest of her night. It
I
was the
hope
same
she
person.
Did.
That, it was this.
Because, hello? Like, what's your problem, you little wench? Like, you don't want my candy? That's crazy. I'm giving you free candy on your way to wherever you're headed. Like, it's actually Halloween. You're out here with bags trick or treating. It's not like I'm handing out fucking Almond Joys. I made Anthony remove them all from the bowl. I said, kids don't want those. And so we had them. We did not bring them out. I said, Anthony, these are yours. Kids don't want those. Like, so there was nothing to deter them. I wasn't being weird. I wasn't covered in blood.
Like, Anthony knew that you would make him take all the Almond Joys out, so he deliberately he got them. That was
well,
his plan.
Well, and I'm the one who bought it.
Can you turn the mic down just a little bit more?
I had a moment where I was like, why am I going to buy a bag with Almond Joys? But, like, beggars can't be choosers, and, like, it had a lot of other good candies in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
That's the trick. That's how they get you.
Like, I would be so mortified to be handing out Almond Joys. No offense if that's something you did. And no offense if that's a candy that you like. Anthony loves them. I just was like, I remember being a kid being like, get those away from me or so help me. And he said, well, yeah, but if you're a kid who likes Almond Joys, you're really lucky because you can be like, okay, like,
just give me
I'll
all
trade
your
you I'll trade you one Reese's for all your Almond Joys because we're like fair. Like, I fucking hate that, you know. And he was like, and then you end up with all the Almond Joys and you like them. It's like, I get it. I totally get it. I just
it's,
like
it's just not my story. It's not my truth. I saw a TikTok of someone who was talking about how she prepares for her parents live in a neighborhood where they get over 3,000 trick-or-treaters.
What?
Because she lives next to one of the houses from Scream.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine? And listen, Scream's my franchise.
Yeah.
I would go see that house.
But on Halloween, to go travel,
I don't know if
to
I would
trick
go
or treating,
travel to trick-or-treating.
I need to be in the comfort of my own home. I need to know that the comfort of my own home is, like, nearby. So I can, first of all, like, Halloween's not, like, the most comfortable holiday you've ever had. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I need
Mimi
to, like,
and I were both, like, jealous of your night when we were going out.
Yeah.
And it took a second. We didn't pregame, which was fine. But
was
there
say,
was a little bit of,
mistake.
Like, when you walk into a Halloween party.
Sober.
It's like, and then suddenly the drinks are like, it's like,
especially
hey,
the
buddy.
Second weekend of Halloween. Like,
it's also like, okay, then you start drinking a crazy tequila drink that Mimi makes you, which wasn't smart. But then it's like, okay, why isn't this working? Why isn't this getting me where I need to be quickly?
Yeah.
And so I ended up going to a different party. Not that the party wasn't
wow.
fun, but it wasn't wow. where I was going to be posted up the whole night.
Oh my God. Well, I hope the person who threw that party doesn't listen to this podcast religiously.
He doesn't, for sure. Okay. We're okay, good. Cool. No, it was fun and the hosts were wonderful. It was a very lovely house. I couldn't get where I needed to be.
Okay, well, there you go. And that is, like, you did learn a powerful lesson, is that what are you doing leaving the house without having pre-gamed on Halloween? That's just, like, kind of your fault. Stupid vibes.
Right.
Back to my night.
Stupid
vibes. We only got, like, 3 trick-or-treaters, and then at, like, 7, so Halloween was from, or trick-or-treat was from 6 to 8. At, like, 7, we were like, let's call it a day. I'm over this. And so went inside because it was like just like bleak. It was like, and it was pissing me off. Like, the kids that did walk by were like, no. Like, multiple groups of kids were like, no, we don't want candy. I was like, then why are you out here dressed like that? Like, stop it. It made me so annoyed. It made me so annoyed. So I was like, fuck you then. Like, I'm not leaving the bowl of candy out. Like, you guys can go F yourselves. So I brought it inside.
Oh, my God.
They were teenagers. Like, okay, it's fine. I can say that about them. I don't know how old they were, but they weren't, like, kids. They weren't, like, cute. They were attitude-y. Anyway, so we go inside. I made chili. It was delicious. Your chili also looked great. Mom's chili also looked great.
Fire.
How funny that Anthony also bought hot dogs because he really wanted chili dogs, and Mom did that too, and neither of them, like, told the other that they did that. They just both decided to do that.
Wait, that is
Mom's
so funny.
Mom's never done that.
When he sent the picture of the chili dogs, it was after Mom had said the thing about the hot dog. So I assumed he was like,
no.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No.
That's crazy.
He's had a plan for a week. He was like texting me and Kelly about it for a week, being like, who else is going to like have a dog? Who's going to have a chili dog? I'm so excited for our chili dogs. Like, he kept talking about it. And then Mom on the day of was like, oh yeah, we have chili dogs. And it was like, that's crazy because they didn't coordinate. Like, they did not speak to each other about it. So then we did a double feature. We started with Hocus Pocus just to keep, you know, really it was kind of to placate Anthony because, of course, he is not a horror head.
It's so good.
It's so good. And it was good because I was like, okay, we can have some light chatter during this, you know? We can be eating. We can be kind of talking. You don't have to pause it if I go to the bathroom. Like, we're good. So then after that, we watched Weapons. And I was like nervous about Anthony because, you know, he doesn't
scary.
It's scary, but it's also funny. And like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just was like, I could not wait to watch it. And so we're watching it. And Anthony was kind of like playing a video game for a little bit, like while we were watching. And then as the course of the movie goes on, the video game is put away. He's holding onto a pillow. He's nervous. He's getting scared. He's watching it. He starts being like, oh my God, oh my God, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Guessing. He guessed at one point. He goes, oh my God, she's going to make him go in the school and get something from all the kids. He guessed that. He knew that these things were going to happen. He was like, no, no, no. Oh my God, no, 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 no. And he's like yelling literally at the TV.
Oh my God.
It was awesome. I was like, oh my God,
that's exactly how a horror movie is meant to be watched.
Yes, dude. It was awesome. At the end of it, I was like, Anthony, thank you so much for that, because you genuinely on your own, like you went on your own journey with the movie, and at the end of it, you were so into it. He starts looking up on IMDb all the trivia and behind the scenes things about Weapons so that he can add to his like mental encyclopedia. Like he loved it.
He is crazy with how his encyclopedic knowledge.
I know. What were you saying?
What was I going to say?
You looked like you got like text or something that was...
Oh, well, yeah. Shocking. Well, I got a notification about my fantasy football, and I was like, oh, I need to check this really quickly, and I realized I wasn't playing a freaking defense, so.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
I had to fix that. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, about horror movies. That's exactly how you should watch it, and that's how I actually might need to reconsider how I rated Black Phone 2 on my Letterboxd.
Mm.
Because I think I gave it 3 stars. And I think it was because of the acting. And I actually talked to some other people who saw it and they agreed. The boy in it is so good. And Ethan Hawke, they're fantastic. But the main girl, she was terrible.
There's one thing, it's tough because like with a lot of horror movies, like the acting isn't strong because I think a lot of serious actors don't look at the horror genre. They're like, why am I going to waste my Oscar submission on this? Like, you know what I mean? But that was what was also interesting about Weapons. Like every time someone new came on the screen, Anthony was like, what?
He's there in this?
Like every time. Like, and it was like, I feel like
actors, once they do scary movies, they're like, these are fun. These are like enjoyable.
Well, once you do like a really, like, I do think with horror movies, there are so many that are just like sequels or replicas or whatever, like that aren't the greats. You know what I mean? And they're not as taken seriously. But when you read a script like Weapons, I do feel like for some of these actors, they were like, wait, this is...
What was so different. It's such a different concept. But
I can't wait. But what I will say is like
the way that Weapons felt... The Black Phone 2 was able to make me... Like, I was like feeling like Anthony watching it. Which, like, and you put this on the note, so maybe we can move into this. But like, I did not feel that way really with Shelby Oaks.
Oh my God, dude. I saw it last night.
Did you hate it?
Yeah, I kind of hated it.
Me too.
I didn't know what to expect at all.
I didn't watch the trailer. I'm with you. I went in either. Completely blind. Kelly, but I knew it was Mike Flanagan, so I was excited.
So Kelly and I hadn't seen a movie in a while because I've just been too busy. So we were like, okay, let's go see a movie. It'll be so fun. And we were looking at all the movies, and we'll see anything. It doesn't have to be something we're like excited about. So I sent like a bunch of options and Begonia or whatever Anthony wants to see, and there weren't like good seats available, so we're gonna wait to see that. But we were like, oh, we'd see Shelby Oaks because the like synopsis that's written there is like a sister is looking for her missing sister and turns into the sinister. I really didn't think it was gonna get paranormal. Like I just wasn't getting that vibe from it. And I mean, I was like, it was fucking scary for sure.
It was scary, yeah. But the CGI was terrible. That dog looked like Fluffy from
Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter.
And it also looked like Sirius Black. Like when Sirius Black is doing his, you know what I mean? Like that. I was just like, what?
Animus?
Animagus, I think it is. Anamorphous. Or I want to say Anamorphous, like, but Animorphs was like that book series. You can picture it.
I think it's
head.
Animagus.
I know, but, you know, Animorphs or whatever was, like, that book series and, like, on the cover. It almost looks like when Victor Krum is changing out of the shark in Harry Potter. You know, how his head, like, starts looking crazy. Yeah. That's what all the covers of these books look like. Like, have you seen them? And it's, like, 4 versions of the person, and they're, like, shifting into an animal. Okay, I have to find these to show you. But anyway, I keep getting Animagus and Animorph mixed up, and I really should not be getting those two things mixed up on my day-to-day as I have been. Okay, anyway. But also, like... The demon standing behind her. By the way, spoilers for Shelby Oaks. The demon standing behind her at the very end. I was just like,
terrible.
Are we for real? Like, this is... I don't know. And I mean, it was a horrifying concept. Like, and honestly, I was like, oh, great. I'm so glad I sat down to watch a movie about a girl whose night terrors have become real. Like, that's actually exactly what the doctor ordered for me. Like, it's perfect.
And then I do think the twist, like the third act, it picked up. And then, yeah. But I was just bored by the paranormal aspect of it. Like,
I know.
I don't know. It just didn't land for me. I didn't like the main girl really at all.
I didn't either. I don't know. I thought it was, I don't know what I think about it. I definitely thought the storyline was like fucking scary as fuck and creepy when we got to the house and like all the stuff was going on with the mom and you realize.
Yeah, and then you see the photo album.
And holy shit. I mean, what a dark story, you know, but I don't know. I was like, yeah, what are you thinking keeping the baby? Kind of. Like, not like, I'm not
interesting.
Like,
interesting. I took a different.
No,
I mean,
way.
I guess
the baby
kind
is
of
the son
split.
Of Satan.
And I know, but I was, it just like, it was so sad to me.
It is sad.
I guess I was on her side, but when the dogs fucking ate her, but I was
holy
like, this.
Holy fuck.
I'm like, okay, her body, that looks real-ish. Like, that looks fun.
Like,
but then
the
dogs
off.
Are like.
But I was like, why are there three dogs
looking?
Now? I thought there
I
was
know.
Just one
it,
dog
it
and it was
do
the
it
demon. And like,
I was disappointed.
They were trying to have
my...
their Twilight moment where Bella's Googling like all the different symptoms of vampire and you see like little words. They were trying to have that.
Mike but Flanagan either.
Wait, I want to talk more about the baby though. You,
it's a knockout.
Why were you like wanting.
No, it was just more so I think that I just. He was a cute baby.
The baby
and I think
was,
I was
really
just
cute.
Like, maybe this can be a conversation. I don't know.
I was like, nah, it can't be. Not in a bad way. Not in like a kill the baby way. But I am like.
But kill the son.
But like,
Satan
we way. All know what the baby is. Like, right?
Yeah, I
get, we all
I mean, you're
know
right.
that the baby
you're
is
right,
Satan.
You're right.
Because that's the whole point. Like, they tried so many times for her to have a baby so that this could happen. And then the sister's like. And then instead, we're going to kill the girl who's. I know. It didn't
when
kill
also
her,
with the
but,
amount
like,
of babies that they killed. That she there is a level of
it's not
she's probably it's
sentimental
she's not
to
her
anyway
no
but also imagine how the baby
but
was
that's
conceived
also,
and the way
it's
she
also
was kept
interesting
like
thinking about when she runs up to the attic in my brain I was like that's the mother and her being like I can't
so
leave
too.
Without my baby and now in retrospect it's more like no we can't let her do whatever
yeah,
she's gonna do
this.
With this baby
yeah. When I think once that happened to the baby and the baby's like licking the blood off of its hands, I was like, okay, well, yeah. I mean, the baby's a goner. Sorry. Like, sorry, but we can't actually keep the spawn of Satan out here, like living in the house. And and like now, like the sister, well, okay, you just condemned yourself. And I guess that's what it is. It's like, but I was like, I wanted the like sisterly love to be more powerful than this. I understand this girl also had fertility issues. And so like, she was like the baby, but
this can
I,
be my baby.
I think they could have built that up a little bit more.
It just felt it did not land for me.
All of the different like subtexts there. You know what I mean? Because it's very layered, but they didn't really give us a chance to see that. And I'm also like, sorry, hey sis, what are you thinking leaving the baby in your deranged sister's room?
Yeah, if
that's
you wanted
like,
this baby
so
bad,
dumb. Like
that's
so
like,
dumb,
so dumb.
It is like I'm sorry, she's not well. It's just like not, and it's a reminder of like she's been held captive for 11 years.
Honestly, but, like she shouldn't be home.
She should not be in
a facility.
100%. Like, oh my God. It was just, and then like I also feel like the way that it opened, like, was so scary with the video. And then I was like I'm more interested in that, low key. Like I was like, I understand, you know, why he did it, but I just was like, it's interesting. And the, like, I like the murder aspect more than like
me
the possessed
too.
By
and
the
devil.
And
that's normally how I feel. I'm normally more about something that could be really scary.
And I just didn't know that's what it was going to be. So I was like, ugh. Kelly and I were both kind of like, because I don't know why. I think I'm more scared of like paranormal shit sometimes.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Because like, I'm just like, I don't really know if that could happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think for me, I'm more so like, I think I like the way that I feel scared when I'm like, that could happen.
Well, I think. What it is like the fear of the unknowing because I'm like, I don't want to say that couldn't happen. Like, I don't want to say about
true.
Paranormal shit like that couldn't happen because then I'm like, well, now it's definitely going to happen to me. Now they listened and he said,
now they're pissed.
Excuse
now
me.
Now they're angry.
Excuse me.
Well, it came to my attention this weekend that people, people don't understand Drew Barrymore's role in our culture.
Oh.
Because Drew Barrymore was arrested at Sabrina Carpenter's show. And she was in a ghost face mask. Which, like, by the way, could that not be my dream thing?
No, I saw you put it on your close friends and said my special interest. I was like, no, literally.
And people on Twitter were like, why? I get it's Halloween, but like, why was she wearing the ghost face mask?
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Wait, we have to go find all of those texts and bully them, all those tweets and bully them. Oh my God, what? And it's fair, and it's fair game. And no one can tell me that I'm mean and I'm a bully because it's like your fault.
What?
Your fault.
And that, it's also like, to me, it's also like, how sad. You don't know the lore here.
We're losing the sacred text.
This is part of why I love Drew Barrymore so much, is like, she was younger. I mean, she's obviously not as young as she's ever been in the limelight, but like, she was... But she had such foresight and like such interesting ideas that when she was producing the movie, they were like, we'll put you on all of the posters because you're the it girl. And people are going to be like, I want to go see the new Drew Barrymore movie.
And then
they're going to be floored that you are killed in the first three fucking minutes of the movie.
Yes,
and she was like, she was on board. Yeah. I think it was partially her idea to like really push her marketing wise.
It's genius.
And it's just like, how do you at least not know that she was in the first Scream movie?
You know what I mean? Of her, like, it's such an iconic.
I love with her with the screaming on the phone, but also I love the window shot where she's screaming and Ghostface is in.
Yes.
It's such an awesome shot. I mean, but also so that house. Many. That house that they were talking about with the trick-or-treaters, they said that the ghost face mask, like, they walked into the sewing room in that house and the ghost face mask was just like, the woman who lived there just like had that, and that's how they decided that was going to be Ghostface.
Oh my God, wait, that's awesome. It is funny because I always, like, before I had seen the Scream movies, I was like, this, I remember I'd obviously seen The Mask before I'd seen any Scream movie, and when I saw them I was like, wait, this is what that is. And I'm like, that's part of, I don't know, it's part of like the camp of it, that it's like,
exactly,
Ghostface mask isn't really a scary mask.
No.
Like, it's like,
it is.
Every elementary schooler has probably had the ghost face mask, which 100%. Is what makes it so, like, that movie is so genius, the way that they did it and the way that they can, like, the concept also of it is so genius.
With the Stab movies being, like,
mm-hmm.
It's such a smart movie. I love
really
them. And also,
is.
I owe you an apology. I don't think Neve Campbell was in Scream 6. For some reason, I'm picturing a scene where she's pushing her stroller and she gets a call from Gale, and that still could be in Scream 6, but she's in Scream 5.
Well, hey, I'm gonna give you this, and don't get used to it, but I actually, you don't owe me an apology for that. There you go.
Whoa.
don't get used to that. That is, remember this for as long as you live, maybe write about it in your journal, but no, you don't owe me an apology for this one. Well, that I also want to say, like, if you're a kid who wondered why Drew Barrymore was wearing the ghost face mask and you go see Scream 7, you need to show me, like, your punch card that you've watched all of them. Like, you need to get it because, like, what's the point?
It's not going to be worth it to you if you haven't.
No,
you,
like,
don't...
are you watching the more recent Scream movies and you
haven't
seen the first
also,
one?
Also, like, sorry, like, maybe... Emma Roberts gets put on my freaking list of retroactive awards, and like in a way where her performance actually isn't that great, but there's something so iconic about her being in that movie.
Well, I think she's one of our great Halloween Scream queens, you know.
She is, like, but this was kind of before she was, this was like coming out of Unfabulous, and she was playing like kind of a, spoilers for Scream 4, she was playing kind of a darker character, which was not dark in the way that, like, Madison Montgomery is dark.
Right.
Speaking of which,
yeah, the new American Horror Story cast goes crazy, especially since a lot of these people were like, oh God, no, I'd never do that again.
Christ, no,
to quote Jessica
Lange. That's what Jessica Lange said.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I couldn't believe my eyes. I first saw a tweet saying that Jessica Lange came back. And I was like, that's awesome.
Clickbait.
That's incredible. And then I saw the full list.
I'm pulling it up.
And this isn't me being greedy, but I'm like, okay, I'm expecting a Lily Rabe announcement soon. Like, I'm expecting to see a couple other names.
You do sound kind of greedy, but...
Let's get Connie Britton back in the mix.
Oh, my God. Connie Britton would be a crazy guy. Let's get Thaisa, whatever her name was.
Her and Lily Rabe are the two that I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, Lily Rabe, you were just in that movie with Margot Robbie for five minutes. We couldn't get you on the American Horror... Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't. I just knew that she was in it for a very short amount of time. Sorry, I'm looking up. I'm trying to find this list. I'm dead. Someone tweeted that seasonal itch to rewatch the first three seasons of AHS, and it's the picture of Jamie Lynn Curtis in The Last Showgirl, The Final Showgirl. Okay, hang on. Okay, so obviously we got Ari Grande, which is crazy. I love that, like,
I hope she doesn't get killed she did last time.
I know. I love that all she had to do was say, like, I think I want to do more acting. And every director in the world was like, and let's get her on phone. Like, yes, did you see the review?
Not to shift. I saw a tweet that was like, oh, the first one was just a warm up.
Dude, Oscar season's about to go crazy this year. I know, especially.
It's going to be crazy because people are like, it's her Oscar to lose. But then also.
No, it isn't.
The Hamnet, the lead actress in Hamnet. People are saying she's like...
What the fuck is Hamnet?
It's the... Oh, it's going to be so good, Caroline, except your least favorite actor in the world is in it.
Bill Murray?
Paul Mescal.
Okay, Phoebe, Bill Murray is my least favorite actor in the whole world.
Right, okay, you're second. You're second.
Oh, Paul Mescal. I just think Paul Mescal is like a pick-me.
He is, but he's playing
Hannah Burner said something. Oh, that's about as pick-me as it gets me. I have to tell you, it's about
It's the origin story of Hamlet.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's gonna like rip your heart out. I didn't know that Hamlet was based on like he wrote it for his son, I guess, who died.
He did? Did his son go crazy?
I don't know.
Have you read Hamlet?
No.
Oh, you should read it first.
I suppose
you really should. It's good. Hello, Fabophilia. Sure. Hey,
guys,
it's good.
Unpopular opinion.
It is good.
And if you were worried,
and if you don't
nervous
read
about
it,
reading
then
Shakespeare,
you can go. It's good. You can go watch the Sassy Gay Friend video. Remember? Do you remember the Sassy Gay Friend videos on YouTube that I used to be obsessed with?
No. Oh my God.
Okay, there were.
Is it like them explaining things in
No. They were these videos that were like, "What if this person had a sassy gay friend?" And then this wouldn't have happened. And there were all these different videos where they had the sassy gay friend would show up with like a scarf and like a whole thing and go, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And stop it. And so there's one with Ophelia where Ophelia is about to like jump off the bridge and drown herself. And he goes, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And he stops her from doing it. Yeah, exactly. And he pulls her and they walk off the bridge together. And he's like, "Come on." And they go, and they were, I was obsessed with these videos. They were so, and it was just like, yeah, everyone was like, "What if Ophelia had a sassy gay friend? What if
I was thinking it was more, I saw this video recently of a girl, like a college student, explaining economic things through like college speak.
I do love
that
like, for him.
She
for
was like,
too.
Okay. So the feds just dropped the rates. And basically what that is doing is like when you go to a pregame and you need to speed things up. So your friend, like you don't really want to be at the pregame, but like your friends are like, "No, you need to like get in the vibe." So you start drinking more to get more loose. Whereas if they brought the rates up, that would be like if you went too hard at the pregame and your friends were like, "Okay, you need to like slow it down. You need to stop. You need to, like, drink some water. You need to go. Maybe you don't come out to the bars with us." Things like that. And it's like, okay, suddenly I understand the economy.
I do. I do love when people, like, use their powers for good. And, like, yes. And they use it and, like, genuinely in a way that doesn't sound preachy. It's not, like, snooze fest. It's, like, really making information like, accessible. And I do think that we used to have that for Shakespeare. I mean, there's... And maybe we didn't used to have that for Shakespeare. I mean, sorry, it's like 10 Things I Hate About You. It's like, she's the man. Like, that's it for Shakespeare, by the way.
Yes,
but
yes.
I do feel like Hamlet is one of the better, one of my favorite.
Well, maybe I'll give it a read.
Ones.
me yeah, contemplating reading one of the great plays.
Good
maybe
luck.
I'll give it a
no,
shot.
Good luck on that. Good luck.
But yeah, it's about, he plays Shakespeare. From what I understand, I just saw the trailer for the first time, and I think his son dies, but like he was writing kind of a play as his son was starting to grow up, and there were certain things that were kind of like inspired by his son. I don't know, something like that. That's what I gathered from the trailer, but again, I don't know the play, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
Is Hamlet to be or not to be?
Yeah.
That is the question.
That is the question, yes. That's Hamlet and the Scottish play are my two favorites.
That's
so
Macbeth for anybody who's not a coward.
Phoebe, you better run outside of your house, circle the building 3 times and kiss it. That's what you have to do.
Wait, but I'm not in a theater.
I know, I'm just joking. I really don't have a thing with it, but I'm like, what if someone was listening to this and they were in a theater? It's a way to go, Phoebe.
Sorry, guys. I'll bleep it.
It's called I'm Thinking Ahead. It is crazy, though, because I just had a
trigger warning in the description. Trigger warning Macbeth mentioned.
Yeah, you did it again. You can call it Mackers. You can call it the Scottish play. Like, there are options. Anyway, it's so good. And if you like Hamilton, then you should read it.
For my sophomore year of English, I gave my English teacher a nice copy of Macbeth, and I wrote him a very nice note in the in like one of the first pages. And in that note, I confessed
your love.
I said this is the only book I really read all year.
Oh wait, I think I'm not saying this in a mean.
No, I do think I've told this story.
Okay.
But it just came up naturally again.
No, it's good because it makes me want to tell this story. This is not really my story to tell, but I am just going to tell one little like fragment of it because it's crazy because I just talked about it this weekend. I just want to say, influence of Pretty Little Liars. We had to write memoirs in school, and
when you're a freshman and we were freshmen.
Yeah,
and you're tasked with writing a memoir.
I was a junior, and it sent me into a full blown, like it actually ended up with someone from the school calling mom and saying, get her in therapy. Not kidding. That's what happened when I wrote mine. because it caused me to like think about my life so much. And there were things I was not thinking about. And so that was rough. But for some people, it was their senior year. It was her junior year too. I don't remember. But she wrote her memoir. And
No.
And it was just a confession about being in love with the teacher. And
the teacher that she turned the essay into?
Yes, Phoebe. And then this was like during finals. So remember how like school wasn't really happening. It was like you'd get whatever. So he was only doing like conferences for the papers. Like there was no like you didn't
so
just
they were
get
alone.
Your grade. So she goes in. He gave her a 100% on it. I'll leave it there.
What did you get on yours?
I don't remember. Listen up, Road Warriors. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods is taking the stress out of gifting. They've got thousands of unique, high-quality finds you're not going to see anywhere else. So don't wait, okay? You know the most meaningful gifts are the ones that get scooped up the fastest, so now is the perfect time to cross those names off your list. Uncommon Goods is the best because they look for products that are high quality, unique, and they're often handmade or made in the U.S., and a lot of them are even crafted by independent artists and small businesses, which makes every gift feel just even more meaningful and truly one of a kind. I'm actually giddy over a gift I found, and I'm getting it for literally all of my friends, including Phoebe. So Phoebe, shut your ears. It's the New York Times Games Premium Puzzle Book. You guys, first of all, the cover is so cool. It is going to look stunning on your coffee table, but it has hundreds of the games we love, like Wordle and crosswords and trivia, and it's all in this gorgeous hardcover book. Like, I'm just imagining, okay, you're bringing this to a Christmas grab bag party, and everyone is fighting over it, and you're like, oh my God, they're fighting over something that I brought. It's gonna feel electric, okay? I've never seen this before. I was literally so excited when I saw it on Uncommon Goods. Moral of the story is that Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. It doesn't matter, y'all. You're gonna find thousands of new gift ideas that you're not gonna find anywhere else. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast. That's uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Everyone
got
100%. Everybody got 100%.
Oh, when, that was like, not a thing.
Or maybe
I had
not
Mr. Petridge.
Probably
he was like,
I had Miss Kramer.
I love Mr. Bedridge though. That is crazy. Well, I'm like, yeah, if I'm a high school teacher who's writing about,
yeah, I mean, that's like a, we don't have a conference, we're going to guidance. I don't know, something like, yeah, that. Because also, like, as a teacher, you should want to cover your bases.
Don't give her a 100% on that. Don't.
You should want to, like, preemptively be like, let's get some authoritative eyes on this before you can, like, misconstrue what's going on.
Yeah. So, anywho, that was just a fun little story I just remembered the other day. Okay, back to the American Horror Story cast. I've got it all here. Ariana Grande, Sarah Paulson. Mm-hmm. Oh. Can't believe we're going to get Evan Peters and Emma Roberts in the same cast. Angela Bassett, Kathy Bates, Billy Lord.
I can't believe they got... Kathy Bates is almost more unbelievable than Jessica Lange to me.
Really?
There's something about... Because Kathy Bates has been... Jessica Lange has, like, kind of fallen off in terms of, like... Not fallen off. I just mean, like, she hasn't really been acting. Mm-hmm. So, like, it feels like if a check was big enough, it's getting her there. Whereas Kathy Bates is, like, doing Matlock. She's doing all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
It just... And she might kind of...
Is this going to be the last season of it, do you think?
I think that's what they say.
It must be.
Because 13. And everybody's coming back. But I'm really excited Kathy Bates is coming back. I adore Kathy Bates.
Oh, of course. I mean, she brings magic to the screen. I like that it's going to be the end of it. I think that it's like...
I hope they bring back the people who directed and were this, you know, made... The creative direction of the first seasons.
I mean, I'm sorry, Monster House is so good.
Murder House.
I always call it Monster House, which I think is a children's movie. All right, I want to talk about Celebrity Halloween because...
Wait, pause. One more thing on Sarah Paulson. I watched Ocean's 8 last night again. I haven't watched it probably since we saw it in theaters. Mm-hmm. That movie is exceptional.
Here's my favorite part. Ready? I'm Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Where's my mascara? And she goes like this. I know you guys can't see this, but Phoebe will describe what I'm doing.
She's taking her mascara. She's brushing it on the edge. Over and over and over again.
She does this for like fucking 15 minutes in the bathroom before she puts it on. And I was like, is that how I'm supposed to be doing mascara? She literally like goes in the bathroom to put on mascara and she wipes off like everything that's on the wand before she applies it. And I remember just being like, what the fuck? And I was like, okay.
I mean, I'm not really a heist movie person, but I am when it's that movie.
Yeah, when it's
like,
I don't think
I want to watch the men do it, but like seeing the girls do it, it's, and then when Anne Hathaway walks in at like when the people don't know that Sandra Bullock had to include her at a certain point, and she's like, "You guys are in a lot of trouble." Like in the way she and everybody's like, "What the fuck are you doing in here?"
Anthony keeps trying to get me to watch Ocean's 11. I'm like, "No."
But I am like,
like if I'm gonna watch one, it's not gonna be that.
It's Ocean's 8, but like Sarah Bullock going up to
Sarah Bullock. I think,
how do you say it?
You said Sarah.
Oh, did I?
Sarah Bullock.
Me thinking you're making fun of how I said no. Bullock. Sandra Bullock going up to I think George Clooney's grave did make me be like, well, maybe there's lore in here that I would get.
There is. No, it's not a maybe. There is, but I. Don't care. And I've realized this, like, every time Anthony suggests something for us to watch, I'm like, too many boys. Like, every time it's like, he'll be like, oh, let's watch this or this. And it's like, I haven't seen a single girl in the trailer and the description and the cast.
The Bechdel
like,
test.
Every time. And I keep saying it's a boy movie. Like, play a movie that has a girl in it and then I'll be interested. Like, oh my God. It's all the time. Like, and so he's now more aware of it. Like, the other day we were trying to decide something to watch and he gives me two. One was Friendship and one was
which I didn't like.
I don't know, but it's probably like Ocean's 11. And I was like, okay, try again. He goes, oh, boy movies. And I was like, yeah, dude, like, yes. Anyway, and look, I will watch a boy movie, but I'm just like, oh, it's like exhausting, you know.
You kind of like, have to like prep for it. You kind of have to be like, this has been on my list. It's like, frankly, and you're actually going to die and you can't tell dad this.
Oh my God.
because he's gonna fly me out to Thanksgiving early. I've never finished or even started, but I've seen the middle parts of Good Will Hunting, and it's just like you can't tell dad. It's one of those movies where I'm like, I just don't want to. I'm not gonna reach for it when I sit down on Netflix, even though I know I have to watch it.
Here's what I'm gonna say about it. It's one of Anthony's all-time favorite movies, and he will frequently just break into the monologue from the bar scene. If you've seen it, you know, in a really perfect Boston accent, and That makes me want to watch it. And I have watched it with him a few times. And I do think you would love it because it has the same vibe as, like, not the same vibe. You guys are going to kill me for saying it has the same vibe as The Departed. But Phoebe will know what I mean. Like, it's like, it feels homey because it's Boston.
Hey, crazy, crazy, crazy. I've never seen The Departed.
Okay, The Departed, I asked to watch it like once a month with Anthony. And Anthony's like,
suddenly Thanksgiving has become a Bostonian education. No, and Dad's going to be like, okay, we're watching Fight Club. We're watching The Departed. We're watching Cinderella Story.
We're watching The Town. We're watching...
The Town I have seen. I love The Town.
The Town is so good. Yeah.
When they're in those nun... That used to scare the fuck
out of me. Oh, it scared the nun fuck masks. Out of me. It's so good. No, you would love The Departed. I always want to watch The Departed.
Who's in that? Is that another, like, Matt Damon?
Yeah, it's all the same people. Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm going to not name anyone else because you guys are going to be... Jack Nicholson, I believe, is in it. Like, it's, like, a crazy cast. And it's just all, like... Yeah, don't tell Daddy I haven't seen it. But I think for the same reason that, like, you like The Town... You would also like these movies. It's the Boston thing. Yeah, it really is. And then, of course, Fever Pitch. You've seen that, right? With Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, when they kiss at the baseball field?
Fenway Park?
Yeah, I think I have seen
that. It's all about the Red Sox? And it's like, Drew Barrymore, your favorite female actress? Hello?
That's
Jesus
my girl.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so anyway, I don't remember what we were saying, but Ocean's 8. I do want to watch that soon.
That was a good. It just got on Netflix.
Oh, nice.
There's a good batch of movies that just came to Netflix.
Okay, good to know. Well, just so you guys know, Weapons is now on HBO Max, which I was able to get onto on another TV at my house.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, what?
I'm like afraid to try. I haven't been on HBO Max in weeks.
Well, I was ready to buy it, and I was going to buy it because I was like, it's how much I like it. It's fine. No, not HBO Max. I was going to buy Weapons.
Oh.
And
I need an HBO. I think I just need to do it.
And then I was like, that was my bedroom TV. I realized that I got kicked out of HBO Max, my mom and dad. And I was like, okay, this means war. And then I went on the living room TV and it worked. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to say
anything. And it was theirs?
Yeah.
It was because y'all also are hooked up to Anthony's HBO Max on
no,
that TV.
No, Anthony doesn't have one.
Well, it's his parents.
Whisper it. No, we're on their Netflix.
Oh, maybe that's
so we have our own household on it because, again, you can't somehow, really share Netflix now either.
And by somehow, I mean I probably logged into my Netflix on the TV at home. Mm. But mom has been because like we.
Oh,
like,
I heard about this.
Mom, I'm on mom's account like she pays for it. But because you can only have a certain number of households, I have my own separate account that's attached to like her big account.
That's how we are with Anthony's family, like we're like attached to their thing, but I think Anthony actually pays for but
like I don't have like I have when I'm on my Netflix I'm the only profile instead of like just having a profile on theirs. It's like it's because it sorry like I'm it pisses me off the way that they act like you can I at least prove that like I'm family. Can
you're
I
like, you're like I'm not even kicked off the health insurance yet. Why would I be kicked off the Netflix?
Well, I'm not even talking to mom and dad, like, because it's not their fault.
I'm talking to the world.
Like, what do you mean?
If you can be on health insurance till you're 26, why can't you be on Netflix? That's what I'm saying.
And you know what? Till 30.
And you know what? Let's just raise it. Till 30. Okay. Till 30.
Till forever. It should be like an inheritance kind of thing.
I mean, till forever. Wow,
I'm just
got
like
me.
Pissed about it. Peacock still remains top tier because they haven't pulled that shit with me.
Peacock remains top tier because it's just like the Bravoverse, and you can watch anything.
The movie
you want
selection
there. The
is
good.
Tough. The great horror selection, but I feel like otherwise. But what I will say, this is okay, and thank you for the access to Paramount. Because Paramount is the hidden gem of streaming services.
Yeah, I know.
The treasure trove of... I think those are exactly the words that I said on the Patreon. The amount of movies on there.
Mm-hmm.
Every Scream movie. Every and Purge movie.
Also, you can watch live TV on there sometimes.
Yeah, it's not super effective, but yes, you
it's
can.
It's not like Hulu Live. Like, I still have to have that. But you can watch live TV on there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting too. Now Paramount is one of the best kept secrets, and every time Big Brother ends, I'm like, do I cancel this? I'm like, nah.
The only thing that I hate about it is that like the actual like using it is impossible and miserable.
Impossible to use, but like once you figure that out, it's great. We know we love it. Okay, Celebrity Halloween, because I was scrolling Twitter and I was absolutely stunned, agog, aghast by what Ariana Madix showed up to Heidi Klum's party as. Did you see it?
It was not good.
Oh my God. She was Lady Gaga and it was so Someone bad. Quote,
it was giving Alison De Laurentiis' Lady G.
Yeah, it was, I mean, like it wasn't worse.
It wasn't quite right, you know?
She had on a yellow wig. It wasn't a lace front. It didn't even have any, like...
Hey, girl, that's the color of your hair. Let's figure something out to do.
Well, also, just, like, I'm sorry. She should have gone platinum or she should have gone... Sorry. When I said yellow, it was, like, it was giving. She walked into Spirit Halloween and bought...
And picked up, like, a Lady G wig.
And then, like, didn't style it. Like, you either have to wear, like, a honey yellow, like, telephone yellow wig for Lady Gaga.
Or platinum.
Or platinum. And that's the old... That's it. Like, she can't...
Someone quote tweeted the picture of it and said... Guess you can't win them all.
That's exactly what I saw. And I was like, and that I was floored by it. I was honestly floored. Like her, really she has bad. Been turning out the looks in Love Island. Like, I'm just like,
I just don't believe you didn't have the budget to be I'm going to put together an incredible Lady Gaga. Like, and you're going to Heidi Ween.
What? You're going to that party and you show up looking like that? Oh my God. After, by the way, you already saw at that point that Alex Earl did Lady Gaga. You have enough money and the access to people to change your fucking vibe. Why didn't you have a backup costume? What you should, literally. You know what I mean? Like Alex Earl, I don't think she went to Heidi Ween. And if she did, I don't think she was Lady Gaga, but she did a whole Lady Gaga thing that was out like on Halloween or the day before. And I'm just saying that Ariana should have
seen that. If you
saw
how good it could be done.
And even that people didn't like. Like, even Alex Earl's people didn't think was good. So it's
I don't think I saw hers.
She did Paparazzi, and she's, like, covered in blood, and she recreated, like, the newspaper cover and whatever. I mean, it was fine. I wasn't blown away. I think it's really tough to do Lady Gaga really well, and I'm just kind of I agree.
She just doesn't quite look like Lady Gaga in her face. Like, yeah. And obviously she's not Lady Gaga, but like her makeup doesn't.
I also feel like it her just wig looks was like, a little bit too thin, actually.
She's kind of giving like Gwen Stefani almost.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Alex Earl did it better. Honestly, Ariana, I mean, this picture was like a K-pop demon hunter vibe. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, Ariana,
it just was like, and it wasn't
that.
A super recognizable Gaga look. Like, I was like, what is this look? Like, in
bad.
The year that everyone's doing K-pop demon hunters, it wasn't the year for you
to do
Lady Gaga
like an obscure
in
Lady
this
Gaga
way.
Look. I thought that Ace and Shelley's costume from Love Island was.
Wait, what did they do?
They did Obama. The Obamas.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think they went a little too gray on
Ace's hair. Because I saw the picture. I was like, who are they?
But there was, he does a really good impression of Barack Obama. There's this picture of him, or this video where he's sitting at the Oval Office and Shelley's off camera. Mm-hmm. And he's like saying Michelle and Barack Obama's voice like over and over again. And then Shelley just like comes around the corner like very briefly and then it cuts. Like it was like, it was cute, but she was clearly like laughing.
Yeah,
they looked like they were having fun. It was cute. I also loved Chrishell and G Flip.
Wait, what do they do?
They did every year. G Flip goes as more of a feminine costume, and Chrishell will dress like a man.
Yes,
and they did Barbie and Ken.
Oh my God, I need.
And
to
they
see.
Did. They did the picture where Ken is holding Barbie up, like she's
oh
like sitting
God.
On his, and Chrishell is like she has like a full like. One of those like body suits that makes you look like
it's
like ripped, and she's got the shirt on and the hair. I was really impressed by it.
Speaking of, I haven't started selling Sunset yet, but I am so excited. Okay, one of my favorites from Halloween was Demi Lovato as Poot. I think the marketing here, that it was the smartest thing she could have done with this album release. I'm sorry,
The self-awareness that she's bringing to this period of her life.
She is killing it. The other thing is that she's now got a song called Ghost, which Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang pointed out. Now when you Google Demi Lovato Ghost, the first thing you see is not her singing Skyscraper to a ghost. it's now the song Ghost. So like she has finessed the whole situation. Like she's just like her music slaps. She looks amazing. She's got the self-awareness of her different memes and dressing up as Poot. I thought like marketing gold, marketing genius. I could not have loved it more. It was one of my favorites. Okay. Doja Cat as a mime. Kind of boring. Lady Gaga as the Garden of Eden and the gardener. I love Lady Gaga's always going to do Halloween well, always.
That all of her dancers dressed up as her for the encore, like the way that she does her like beanie and stuff for the encore when she walks through the tunnel. Basically, like the whole crew was dressed like that.
Wait, that's
and, like,
so
she
cool.
was like, this is so funny.
Aww.
It was that was cool. Who else? I'm trying to remember.
Well, obviously Heidi Klum did Medusa. Yeah. She was not Elizabeth Sue, like you thought.
People also thought when she started posting her hints, people thought she was going to be Davy Jones.
Yes, that was a big
octopus
one.
Octopus person from the
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
Some people also thought Roz from Monsters, Inc. Oh, that,
and that's, hey, file that away, girl. File that away, Heidi.
The Mucinex guy. When she posted like her mouth, I was like, okay, the Mucinex guy.
No, that would be awesome. I think the best part of that costume was her husband. I love that her husband will just, he's like, okay. Yeah, I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Well, I mean,
and then in an interview, he goes, "This one's actually pretty comfortable." He's like, "E.T. was hard."
E.T. was my least favorite that she's done because it just. And we talked about it last year.
Well,
but
didn't
I was just
she
like,
do E.T. the same year that Janelle Monáe did?
Yes,
or but, no? Because I think that was the year she maybe did the worm.
I think they did this the same year, but also they were like animatronic. Like I was like, this isn't like I want to still see you in the costume. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and not, that was our gripe with Janelle Monáe's E.T.
yeah,
as well.
And Heidi Klum, I felt kind of the same way. You could see her face in the neck, but it still felt just like this. The artistry fades away a little bit more when it's like such a direct sort of replica.
I just love that when pretty girls like to be weird.
Me too.
Like, I think that that's, it's so fun. I love that she, like, she doesn't want to dress up, like.
I know. Awesome. She dresses up like a hot girl every day of her life. Like, she doesn't, you know, today's one day she doesn't want to. I loved the hair. I thought it looked fierce. Like, I thought it
and
looked
the movement
really good.
Was so
but
cool.
What I will say is, not her posting the picture in the costume with the Butterfinger, like, superimposed into her mouth for a Butterfinger ad. I was just like, are you kidding me? Really?
What?
Like, you didn't see this?
No.
Go look it up. Heidi Klum, Butterfinger. I was just like, and you lost me a little bit. But you didn't answer me. Who wore it better, me or Medusa? Or me or Heidi Klum? Because remember, of course, I was Medusa. And I also had a man I turned to stone that mom ordered a silver morph
suit. I'm dead.
For.
That's so crazy.
Is it on her Instagram?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you sick?
It doesn't quite make me sick, but that is funny.
Is that the first thing she posted of the costume?
No.
Oh, thank God.
She had posted like videos and she posted a picture with her and her husband on the carpet.
Still.
And then that. And then like a bunch of other stuff too.
I just don't like
hey,
it.
Hey girl, get your bag.
Yeah, but like, do you have to? Just have Butterfingers at the party. You know what I mean? Like have them have like a Butterfinger on the fucking
wait,
step
I'm like,
and repeat.
You guys
like,
couldn't run. You couldn't have someone go
a real
run a CVS and grab one.
Get a real one and just put it in her mouth. Like, come on. I don't know. I just thought it was lame. Lame. Anyway, but she looked good. Okay, Jennifer Lawrence.
Did you see the Jennifer Lawrence? I don't like that she's trying to rewrite history here. Herstory.
Jennifer Lawrence, why are you no longer owning your weirdness?
Who you were, who we fell in love with
yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah,
we loved like, that girl.
Come on, this is like...
And I guess, like, I mean, I was just on a side of the internet that adored her and loved her, and she was seeing every side of people's opinions about her.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it did seem like people were, like, they hated her. And
I don't think so. I feel like in hindsight, people were like, oh, my God, like, she was... Like, because that was the culture. It was, like, people were cringy and
it was like
hashtag
relatable AF.
Culture. It was, like, the time of the Ellen show when Ellen wasn't, like, disgraced yet. Like, it was, like...
And she,
like
I love
at the time. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yes,
that was the culture. Don't apologize.
Also, like
for
she
it.
Was so fun. Like she, I still would love if you were that person. Like
and
you were
also
funny.
Like, it brought you to where you are. So like, show
I used
a little
to,
bit of gratitude.
Guys, I used to watch Jennifer Lawrence funny moments on YouTube.
No way! Oh, Jennifer Lawrence, you need to hear this. You need to hear this. Stop
11-year-old Phoebe was obsessed.
No, this is, I mean, 11-year-old Phoebe was also obsessed with the Ellen. Like, that was your culture. The cringe yeah, fest of
was
that
like
time,
Buzz
the YouTubers.
And maybe,
like, that
maybe
was
that's why I'm
vibe.
So, like, that's why millennials can make me cringe so much because I wanted to be one of them so
you
badly.
Were, you were appropriating millennial culture every day of your young life. Like, yeah.
Taking BuzzFeed quizzes, like, at lunch
the fedora,
in middle school.
I mean, hello. It doesn't get more millennial. Like,
oh
I know.
The fedora.
So fucking funny. But I can't wait till we're doing, like, sold out live shows at Madison Square Garden and stuff like that. Like, that's where we would probably do it. And people show up with fedoras on. I can't wait. I can't wait till we're selling fedoras.
It's like, what era are you? What era are you?
We already have them on. People also show up dressed fully as minions, and we're like, okay, like, no, Caroline doesn't have any fans here.
I'm like, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. No, but I do think, like, just own who you are. And also, just while we're talking about Jennifer Lawrence, if you haven't seen the movie Don't Look Up, it has the funniest line of all time in it.
Which one?
Is when Jonah Hill says, hey, thanks for dressing up. I can't even say it.
Yeah, you and
I stumble over my
line.
Words all the time, but it's such a funny line where he's leaving the Oval Office and Jennifer Lawrence is like in like cargo pants and like is not dressed for the White House, and he looks back as he's walking down and goes, hey, thanks for dressing up. It's so funny. Why can't I say it? I need to do tongue twisters before I say thanks for dressing up. Thanks for dressing up. It's so funny because it was improv. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for the new movie, except I did, and this is probably on me, but I was under the impression that Robert Pattinson and Jennifer Lawrence are doing like a rom-com. I don't know why Robert Pattinson would do a rom-com, but
making music, so why wouldn't he? He's like a goofball.
I did not think that this movie was going to be a thriller, have a twist like this. I wasn't anticipating that, which I'm still going to see it. I'm still excited, but I was a little bit like hopeful. I thought it was going to be like a sweet, like almost kind of La La Land-esque without the music.
Huh.
Which is not what Caroline wants.
No, but. Not what I want at all. But I could see Rob Pattinson doing a rom-com one day. I think that like there's this funny misconception about him that he takes himself too seriously. But like I think he's like a kook and a half. And like that's
well,
also
I love
been
that he's
solidified
one of the girls.
By exactly what I was gonna say. It's been solidified by the way that these people are talking about him. Jennifer Lawrence saying he is just one of the girls who wants to gossip. When he shows up, it's like tea time. Like, if you've seen the video of Suki Waterhouse, it was like one of those L videos or something where she has to call him.
Oh, yes, yes. And the way he answers is,
so
like, so cute.
Funny. Like, he cracks me up and he's like, is this a prank? And he's like, does this all? And I was like, and people were like, not me never having heard him talk like that before. Like, I just think, like, and it's
well,
just
I
who
loved,
he is.
There was
so
that,
and he's going to be doing music. So I'm
she
like,
didn't.
I
think
know.
She was on Graham Norton or something. And he was like, what's it like working with, or like you guys both came up around similar times in similar ways with these like massive movie mm-hmm. franchises. And she was like, I don't know if that like connected us, but like, if you think I wasn't going to ask about the paparazzi pictures, like, you're crazy.
No, I love that.
Like, I love it. And it's like, Jennifer Lawrence, that's not that far off from something you would have said
exactly.
10 years ago.
Exactly. And also, like, I like that, like, there was sort of this precedent she set where it's like, for young starlets, you can be fucking weird. You can fall up the steps. You can do things that might make you feel like you need to die of embarrassment. And you can still be one of the greats. And you can still show up and, like, and have this long career and people will love you for it and blah, blah, blah. It's not the end of the world. And now it's like her saying that she regrets all that makes it like, no, because
these
young
cringe.
Starlets need that. They need to
well,
know
it's also
that,
like her feeling
okay.
that way feels cringe.
I agree. It feels sorry, pick me. And I don't want to think
like,
of her that
it,
way.
It feels like you are like worried that you came off as pick me then.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's
girl,
actually
you're
pick me to be worried that you came off as pick me. Just so you know, that's yes. what pick me is. Okay, well, I just want a quick moment for the Sephora sale, which officially begins on the 3rd, which is Monday.
How
which
long
is
does it last?
Yesterday. I think it lasts like 10 days. Like, it's a while. I mean, I already have access, obviously, because I'm rouge. But, and just so you guys know, if you have a friend who's rouge, they can, like, lend you their rouge discount for one purchase. So you could get a 20% off, whatever. But it's a great time because holiday shopping is upon us. Mom just asked for our Christmas lists. Best day of the year. So I just urge you all to go take a look. And honestly, the gift sets at Sephora are so brilliant to give to people, to bring to White Elephants. And they're cheap. And then you can get them on sale. So go shop your Sephora sales. And if you want my recommendations, I won't bore you with them now, but obviously I have zillions and maybe I'll post them somewhere if you're interested in hearing them. I don't know. And I also want to know what you're getting from the Sephora sale. My entire TikTok feed right now is people talking about, here's what you should get. If you only get 5 things, here's what you should get from the Sephora sale. They're my favorite videos to watch. It brings me back to the old like beauty YouTube vibe. I used to love watching beauty YouTubers. That was the goal. I wanted to be a beauty YouTuber so bad.
There's still time.
Nah, I'm not going to be a beauty YouTuber, maybe a TikToker, but even that, nah, probably not. It's just too much work. You know, I bring my little tripod into my makeup room every day, and I'm like, okay, film yourself getting ready. And then I'm like, you look horrible. I'm not doing this. And I stop every time. So, guys, but you do miss 100% of the shots you don't take is what I basically have learned. Because here I am, not a beauty vlogger. Oh, my God. Here okay, I am Wayne not Gretzky. Even a beauty. Oh, my God. Yes. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Where did you see that in pop culture?
I don't
culture?
Know who said that.
Well, it's hanging in the diner and a Cinderella story.
Oh.
And remember, they paint over it and they like hang this huge sign over it. And then when it's she's about to go to the ball, she's like, I shouldn't go. And then like the sign miraculously falls off the wall and reveals her dad's quote still on the wall. It says, you miss 100% or don't let the fear strike you out, keep you from playing the game. You know, one of my other favorite quotes I like that's also from a sports person is, be humble enough to prepare, but confident enough to perform. I think that is such a good quote. I think about that all the time. I have no idea, but it's a sports quote also. I learned it from an acting teacher in college, and it was a sports quote. And I was like, whatever, it's now yours.
Let me see.
You're going to look it up? Okay, be humble enough to prepare, but confident enough to perform. And that's really the secret to life, you guys. Watch, I get no results for this. It turns out I just made it up. Turns out I'm a genius.
The New York Giants. Who is this guy? He looks like a coach, but he could be.
I think he is a coach.
Tom Coughlin?
Maybe. Coughlin? Sounds like something a coach would say.
American former football coach. Does he have a Super Bowl? Indeed.
Sounds
so
like
suddenly there's if I looked that up and he was just a coach of the Giants and he never won anything, who cares? But he's a winner, so now I care.
And we love a winner here. We famously love winners. By the way, not that we love the Dodgers, but the Dodgers did just make history by winning this two World Series in a row.
Caroline just wanted to brag right there for knowing that.
Well, I did because I watched it.
I kind of That's crazy. I kind of wanted the Blue Jays to win, not to be subversive.
I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people thought that would be cool, but that's not what happened. All right, so do we want to do our rotations?
Yeah.
Okay, am I on Dream?
I think
I am. Okay.
Because I did. I remember mine from last week.
Okay. Okay, so first up on my Dream rotation is Demi Lovato. Number one, just because I'm loving the new era of her music. I think she's so good. And I never stopped being there for the music for Demi, just so you guys know, like some of you might have taken like a day or a year off. Not me. I have been Lovatic from the very beginning. Okay. I remember seeing her open for the Jonas Brothers and being like, she sounds like that live. I have no choice but to stand. Still feel that way. So, and then on top of it, the Halloween costumes, on top of it, the way that she is moving through the world, going on Las Culturistas, etc. She's just likable. She just really is.
Yeah.
And I love her. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is the song School in Life by Beyonce. This is so funny. Okay, so about 2 weeks ago, I was just shuffled on my saved songs on Spotify. And that song came on. And I was like, holy moly. Forgot about this song. Like, this song is so good. I'm obsessed. Listening to Las Culturistas a couple days ago, they're talking about School in Life, and they ended the episode singing it. And I was like, great. Now everyone's going to think that that's the reason I'm into the song again. It's not. But it is so good, and if you haven't listened to it in a while, if you can't remember it off the top of your head, off of what I'm saying, go listen to it. It's just so good. And then third on my Dream rotation is going to be the chill in the air. The chill in the air. The chill in the air. It feels amazing outside. I freaking love being cold. I love it. I hate being hot. I hate sweating. Love being cold. Love freezing. Love freezing my little tushy off. And I don't care if anyone's mad about it. Anyone who's like, it's too cold. I'm like, shut up. Be grateful. It feels amazing. There
it's always better to be too cold than too hot.
There's nothing, because once I'm too hot, I'm also overstimulated. Like, I'm also, mm-hmm. now I'm freaking the fuck out, actually. Now I have to take off all my clothes and scream at the top of my lungs if I'm too hot. That's so what fair. I have to do. And yell at someone. and well, yell at okay. someone. Right, but if I'm okay. too cold, I'm just like, don't talk to me. Like, I'm shivering. I'm so frail. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm too skinny to talk to anybody. If I'm too cold, that's how it's like, I'm too skinny to talk to anyone. Like, leave me alone. You know, like, I need a lot of blankets and a scarf and, like, just, I don't want to talk. I'm being antisocial. I can't be overstimulated because I'm alone in a room. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Even if the room is inside your head, it's still, that's where you are. So, okay. Your turn.
Okay, first will be, listen, I'm
wait,
with
really
you
also, wait, I have to put one more, Sarah Shepard, because oh, we good. Had our epic Sarah Shepard episode on Thursday. If you haven't listened, what a better way to, like, begin the close start out of Pretty Little Liars, chapter, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just was so fun to hear her talk about some of the things I loved here when she said that she fully went to, like, the Warner Bros. Team and was like, hey, just so you guys know, like, the Ezria thing was, like, not in my books. Like, he, like, fully, they dated, they were together for, like, a second, and then he, like, goes to jail. Like, this is not a thing. Yeah. And they were like, hey, just shut up. And I love how she, like, talked about that.
We're good.
She was, like, tweeting her guesses, and they were like, hey, can you just, like, stop talking and be quiet for a second? Like, to the author of the show, crazy. But it was fun to hear some of those stories. It was fun to hear her take on some of our lore. So if you haven't listened yet, we told her about Ellen Montgomery and Wicked. We talked about Memoli. Like, if you want to hear her takes, you should go hear them.
She was open to Memoli for sure.
She was very open to Memoli, which was awesome. And she was like, well, now I have to go rewatch it and figure out.
And I'm going to be like, bah.
And I was like, don't think too hard about it. Because I don't know how rooted in the show this even is for us.
We just if you guys can, like, can you send me timestamps of when we started talking about it? Because yeah. I want to, we were in such a laugh riot when we started yeah. discovering that about Emily.
Which, like, it's not funny, but. But for some reason, we were laughing.
Sorry, Emily. We're not making fun of your pain here.
No.
Okay. Mine is, I'm with you on the chill in the air. However, we are at that awkward temperature where I don't want to turn the heat on. Mm-hmm. But I am cold in my house.
And you also have to have, like, layers. Like, when you're leaving the house, you're like, well, I don't really know what the vibes are. Mm-hmm, I understand. Exactly. Yeah.
So that is kind of like I have my space heater, and I've been like, if I'm sitting on my couch and I'm cold, I'll, like, turn that on just
oh
while
my
I'm...
God, please tell me you unplug it when you're done. I'm stressed out now about you having a space heater.
No, girl. You don't
Can
have
you
to
handle
be stressed.
It?
You yes, and I'll tell you why. Because okay. in college, when my first year I was an RA, I lived in a building with a 3-minute burn time, famously. And we had
What does that mean?
It would take 3 minutes for the building to burn to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's how do they know that?
I don't know.
That's like
but
so
I knew it.
Fast. That's like a really big building. It's like
I
so
knew. And there
fast.
Were multiple times. Like, one time my smoke detector went off super, super loud. I jumped out of bed, had a bra on my body and shoes on my feet within 15 seconds.
I thought you were going to say jumped out the window.
I swing my door open to the hallway expecting to see all of my residents starting to flood out.
No one's moving.
Just in my room. Just in my room. And then it stops. And then it stops.
And you were like, I should have been
as I'm dressed. And then I'm like, okay.
In bed.
Okay. I'll go back to sleep. Happens again. And then it keeps happening. I brought my friends who were on duty up to, like, listen to. I was like, what is going on? And they were like, well, we want to, like, hear it before we, like, call.
You're like, all right,
and I was like,
I sleep.
Heard it.
Just hang out in here.
I heard
sleep
it.
Over.
You don't have to wait 15
like,
minutes before it to go off again.
You're notorious for girl who cried
and then,
wolf vibes. We don't believe you.
The security people get there and they're like, well, let's just wait till we hear it again.
They're like, hey, liar.
I'm like,
just
okay, it's been
an
hour now.
For ourselves.
It's okay, been liar. An hour now.
Hey, liar, anyway. Liar, pants on fire. Let me ask you, Phoebe. Did your pants being on? Is your pants being on fire? Is that what set off the smoke detector from being
anyway.
A massive liar, liar?
Anyway, so we had a space heater at the front desk because it didn't have good heat in there. In the winter, it'd be freezing, and I would get so paranoid that I could be in bed in my room, not having been behind the desk at all that day. Go downstairs, make sure it's.
I'm
unplugged.
So glad you got that gene from me. Thank God. Okay. That
because
makes
that's how
way
it
better.
Works.
That's how it works. And you got
so yeah,
from
I mean,
me.
It's unplugged right now. I only plug it in when I'm using it.
Okay, good.
That's that. So just being at that awkward time. Next is the shipping service VHO. Never heard of it until recently. They're impossible. Don't like it. Finally got a package delivered from them. And it was fine once I got it. But every other step of this process has been terrible and annoying. So VHO. Three will be People who are like annoyed that Andy from Dancing with the Stars is still on Dancing with the Stars. People who were like, get him off.
Oh.
Vote him off. Like, people need to stop voting for him just because they like him. It's like, sorry, that's how it works.
That's the whole show. That's like, actually the whole show.
Like, have you ever seen American, like, and I know that this is different because it's, you know, skill based in a different kind of way. But like with American Idol, it's like if you had two people who were perfectly great singers, guess who wins? The one that the audience likes more.
I know, exactly. Because everyone's a good singer. Yeah. And no, I know. And let's just get over it. He's not going to win. Okay? So, like, just chill.
And if he does, be nice.
And if he does, be nice. But he isn't going to. Alex, Earl, or Whitney will win. That's my guess.
My hope is Whitney.
If Whitney, but I am also like, okay, love Whitney. But I'm also like, she can't
but
win.
I don't need, on the show, I don't need Whitney
I'm
to
like,
win
like, she can't win. She can't win. She can't win. Like, but she could win. You know what I mean? She can't win, but she could win. That's because of her. Mm-hmm. I feel about that. I don't know. I don't know.
So that's my rotation.
Okay, cool. That was good. All right, guys. So listen up. If you have not listened to the Sarah Shepherd episode, you're not a real fan. Go listen. And then this Thursday, we are going to be putting sort of our final thoughts together. You know, not final. Of course, it will continue to be a thing we talk about. But we are going to really just give you our sort of thoughts on the finale, looking back, because we've had some time to let it like sit and marinate. And it's so we're gonna do that. And let us know what you would like to see from us on Patreon this month. This month's gonna be a little bit of a different kind of month because we are easing into some new chapters. So please make sure, if you're not, make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Pretty Little Podcast. The O in podcast is a zero, so that you can stay up to date on what's going on. If you want to see the video version of the Sarah Shepherd podcast, join our Patreon. We also have like another kind of podcast episode we put up last week, so go check that out. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We can't wait to continue on in the podcasting journey with you. And we'll see you next week.
And splat.
Thanks, and splat. And splat.